What's it take a boy to be like a boy? What's it take a man to be like a man? Has become the source of a lot of discussion. And I have heard anecdotally extraordinary stories coming out from parents about toxic masculinity, their sons being targeted. For instance, this one, like a friend told me her son came home, he was in about year eight, and he said, "Mum, do you know that feminists want to kill men?" And they do. And they were like, "What? Where are you hearing this stuff from?" This child was being targeted by special YouTube videos that were coming up in his feed of really toxic things. And there is a real concern about the rise of this toxic masculinity and the cult of personality around Andrew Tate. Now, he is a former kickboxer. He's American. He's turned into a media figure. He was released from house arrest in Romania a couple of months ago. He's been charged with rape and human trafficking. With all this in mind, the federal government's announced funding for a workshop program targeting schools starting next year. The Federal Minister for Social Services is Amanda Rishworth, and she joins us now on ABC Radio Sydney Mornings. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Do you hear stories like that?
Look, I do hear stories pretty regularly from parents who are really worried about particularly what their boys are seeing online. But I think the statistics actually demonstrate how big a problem this is. And it's actually been reported 25% of teenage boys in Australia are looking up to social media personalities who do perpetuate harmful gender stereotypes, often promoting aggression towards women, but also aggression towards each other, a really competitive, aggressive approach to other men or other boys, but also towards women. So this is a bit of a phenomena that is not great, especially when we know that a lot of young boys are consuming, or boys and young men, sorry, are consuming this sort of content online.
So what do you propose to do? Tell us about this trial program that's being developed.
Well, this program is going to be a bit of a combination program. It is going to look at promoting high-profile, good role models and pushing those onto social media, role models that will be promoting healthy relationships and demonstrating healthy relationships between young men, but also towards women. But it will also involve workshops and other sort of methods of communication to do a couple of things. But firstly, it's about what do good relationships look like in your life, but also to build confidence, because one of the real challenges in this area is self-esteem and confidence of young men. And so part of this program is about building confidence in young men as well.
Yeah, I guess that's what they do. They kind of go, "Yeah, you're cool, you're amazing," and they build them up that way. But you don't need to build up by putting down the other sex, I suppose. What kind of role models are you thinking about? Because it's hard to engineer this kind of thing.
Look, it is hard to engineer, and look, we're still in the development phase, but, you know, there are a lot of, sports people, a lot of people that are very high profile in the community that are respectful, that can show empathy. And so it would be about elevating that aspect of it, because it is about healthy relationships, but it is about respect ultimately. It's about respect to your peers. It's about respect to the other gender. And so it does need to be authentic. You're absolutely right. But I think there is a lot of very high profile people out there that actually can put forward an alternative to the likes of Andrew Tate.
And so will these sort of special programs that you're going to trial be in like the PDHPE lessons that young people already have at schools, where they're learnt about sexual health and relationships and things like that?
Look, we're actually looking at how we deliver these in a variety of settings, not just schools. We're looking at sporting clubs and other community organisations. We think sporting clubs in particular, I've had a lot of sporting clubs actually come to me and ask for support, or they want to do something about these harmful stereotypes and gendered stereotypes. So we'll be looking at a range of different places that young men already are, so that we can deliver the information and programs there.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. Amanda Rishworth is with us, Federal Minister for Social Services. And so you might have them at sporting clubs, you might have them at schools. What kind of, how big will the trial be, and which states are you thinking?
Yeah, look, at this point we're looking at partnering with an organisation. I don't think, if we talk about authentic, I'm not sure messages from the federal government are going to really cut through to young men. So we want to work with organisations that are already looking at doing this work or have some expertise in this. And so at the moment we are looking for those organisations to partner with. So that will somewhat, and interest from sporting organisations, but it will be digital as well. It won't be just face-to-face. There will be a digital element, online element, which we would like to push across the whole community.
Right. Well, interesting. Yes, I know Man Cave does good work on this, and we've had them on the show before. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Amanda Rishworth is the Federal Minister for Social Services. Jason's called in at 27 past nine on ABC Radio Sydney. Sarah McDonald with you, and here's Jason. What do you reckon?
Good morning, Sarah. Look, it's actually broader than TAFE. I had to sort of coach my son, not only about TAFE, Ben Shapiro, and I can't remember the first name, but Patterson from Canada, all of which young kids get to see. So you block one and they get another one. Why I dealt with it is, fortunately, we had a fairly open communication with both our kids, and he would, I suppose, testing me as a teenager did, and then we'd actually sit down and talk about it. He wasn't always agree automatically, but I also then tried to model myself how to be a non-toxic man in the household and in the community. And I think broader than this, I actually sent out a tweet this morning, what we used to call a tweet, about Ross Gittin's article this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald, that our PDHPE programs are too controlled by the conservative Christians in Australia, which is really pulling back the opportunity to have meaningful and deep conversations about these sort of issues.
Are you talking about private schools? Because he's talking about private versus public schools. Are you talking about the private schools?
No, I'm talking about, the PDHPE curriculum is for both private and public.
Right.
So the Christian community has a strong influence in how that curriculum is limited. And so I know this from my group of us had to put in a submission from a different perspective, and the department wasn't interested in even acknowledging or talking back to us. So there was major issues, and it was interesting seeing my daughter stayed in a private school all the way through. We had to move my son to a private school, and it was interesting to see the differences of what they learned. And it was interesting recently when there was some issue about rape. I was talking to the kids about that. They're young adults now. And my daughter said, yeah, we were all over that. She went to a girls' public school. And my son said, Dad, you sent me to X private school. So we didn't talk seriously about any of this sort of stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, I think this is one of the reasons some of those private schools are going co-ed. Because I think a lot of young women have power on this. But, Jason, I think you also raise a really important thing, and that is that the role of families in this and setting good role models within families or with important men around young men. It's a really important thing. They look to you so much. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you. Pleasure. Bye-bye.
And someone sent me a screenshot now. Our photos are working. We're getting beautiful photos this morning. This one is not beautiful. This is the kind of thing we're talking about. So this was something that went up online that a lot of young men see. Listen to this. When a woman is worshipping her man, she will naturally act with honesty and purity. A woman finds God through respecting her man. This is the kind of stuff that is being targeted with young men. Right? This is what they're learning. And someone's saying, call it toxic misogyny rather than masculinity. It gives masculinity a bad name. That's from Grant in Glebe. Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you so much for that.